When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. We're broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. We have a fun show ahead. Star-studded cast. Rhea Hughes is here. Devin Caney is here. We'll have Ruben Amaro Jr. joining us a little later on in the show. And, of course, John Ritchie. Good morning, John.
What's up there, Tom? Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too, John.
Are you aware Diet Coke was invented in 1982?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, 1982 was the year. A lot of change back in 1982. Diet Coke being, you know, newly created. We had New Coke on the horizon. We talk about New Coke on this show a lot.
I didn't realize you were a Coke historian.
New Coke.
This is news to
Devin,
me.
John
yes.
loved it. He for was those, the only one.
For those, yes, for those unaware,
I think
was
I've heard about
one
New Coke
of those, one of the few who loved, adored the New Coke.
Well, I heard something yesterday. You'd like to drink flat soda?
Yes.
Well, what's that about?
Like
that.
A psycho.
I would, if I had my druthers, Tom Kelly, Year of the Bunny, I would be shaking up my 2-liter bottles, letting all of the CO2 out and drinking it completely flat.
That sounds disgusting.
I don't understand why. It's
horrifying.
You drink water with no carbonation in it, and it can be delicious and refreshing. Why not the soda? You take the carbonation out, you still get the great Coke or the cola flavor.
It tastes good, John.
Do you want a tip?
It does taste good. It tastes better.
You can actually buy cola syrup.
I know,
in the drugstore.
And I do.
And it's for
and
like when you're sick.
I know.
So that sounds like it's more up your alley.
It's called Coke syrup. I used to get given the Coke syrup over cracked ice by my mom when I was a tiny little child.
I'm shocked you're not in charge of Coca-Cola.
I love the Coke syrup.
Well, that's bizarre. We'll get into some of your weird quirks throughout the course of the show here. But obviously, guys, a very interesting week. In many ways, a tumultuous week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Feels a lot longer than 5 days since they played that Panthers game. And, hey, everybody addressed it on Wednesday. And I think everyone this week in the NovaCare Complex handled things pretty well in terms of diffusing the situation. You know, A.J. Brown comes out, says what he says after the game on Sunday. Brandon Graham on his show right here on WIP Monday night. But, hey, we look ahead to Sunday. And what's really going to matter is how this thing manifests itself on the field. And this game was big before all this stuff happened, even bigger now. And we'll start with this. And, John, I'll just ask you to start. How important is it that the Eagles, after everything that's happened this week, they go out, they win this game, and really, they look good on Sunday after the week they've had?
Well, it's extremely important. Obviously, we need to keep pace for the one seed. We need to keep pace for what we know we need to do to win a Super Bowl because we are that good. I have total faith that the Eagles show up this week. I have total belief that we get it done. Especially after the week that we had, especially after we nipped this whole thing in the bud. Basically, it was NFL last week. We got this out of the way last week before this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the NFL week. The guys came in Wednesday. That's when they started their install for Pittsburgh. Wednesday is when the apologies happened, before the workday even started. Everything was taken care of. I think Brandon bringing attention to whatever, the bringing things into focus is a good thing. When a team, I'd been saying for the longest time, it's possible we need a loss just to get realism brought into that
locker
room.
Close enough to a loss.
Open
Does
the
it
door,
count?
Open the door, allow realism into the locker room. Hey, guys, open your eyes a little bit. We aren't perfect. And I think this allowed us to take the magnifying glass out and put it squarely on ourselves. I think the Eagles are going to be okay. And I think this is a game where we see definitively how good a coach Nick Sirianni is at his job. Can we use last week? Can this team use all of that hullabaloo as motivation against the best CEO coach in the NFL, arguably, Mike Tomlin? He is the CEO guy that we aspire to.
Hope Nick will become.
Sure. Let's see what you can do against that guy, against that team. The Steelers are counting on our distraction. Nick Sirianni, let's see what you can do this week.
And if you want to get into 1-5-592-9494, but after everything that's happened this week, how important is it that the Eagles come out, win this game, and really look good? Because I think it's really critical, John.
It is absolutely critical, and I have total faith that Nick and this team will be so ready for this game.
I would hope so, because it's the biggest moment of the season. I mean, the Eagles need to respond, because whether they meant to or not, let's face it, they put a ton of pressure on themselves this week. Like, the eyes of the NFL world are going to be on Philadelphia to see how the Eagles answer, how they respond from this. And, you know, I look at this situation. I totally believe they're going to show up. I think this team is obviously aspiring to go to the Super Bowl. They know how good they are. But if you don't perform well, you know, everything you say this week, and they've said all the right things, but
sure
it doesn't
have.
Really matter. You come out, you play poorly, and I don't know, A.J. Brown doesn't get featured. He doesn't catch the ball a lot. All this stuff is going to continue, and I think it could get worse if you don't play well, you don't win this game.
This is the worst possible scenario for a distracted team. Now, I do not believe we're distracted. I think that we got focused with everything that happened this week. But right now, just think about it. We're playing Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, a quarterback who only beats us. In as long as I can remember, I've only seen Russell Wilson beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he's literally
It goes back 6-0, and it certainly feels that way. He's 4-0 in Philly.
Playing well right
he's
now
got 9 touchdown
Pittsburgh.
Passes in Philly, 1 interception in Philly. We as fans need to do our part to try to stop that, to try to make the guy feel uncomfortable here. No George Pickens helps
That's
our
huge.
Cause helps our cause a lot, but for the Eagle offense, you know, we have to test our run game against a top defense finally. They're number 4 at stopping the run. They pride themselves on that. Mike Tomlin is a defensively minded guy originally, a guy who was a, you know, DB coach.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wants to stop the run first. They allow 91.5 yards a game. AFC North, we know what that's like. They play the Ravens twice a year. They're in the same mold. It's similar to us. So we have to go out and out-eagle the Steelers. And I believe we can. Right now, TJ Watt wants to do everything he can to stop that from happening. He is going to be a problem because it will be tough to run against this number 4 run defense. And TJ Watt, if he can tee off, we know what he can do. He's got 9.5 sacks already this year, and he's angry about it because he doesn't think that's enough. A lot of folks worry that this distraction of Friendship Gate is going to be the beginning of the end for this team, because we saw the beginning of the end and we saw the unraveling in 2023. It's a new year, it's a new team, and they learned from last year's downward spiral.
Well, that's why this game is so important. If you want to get into 215-592-9494, how important is it for the stability of the Eagles team they come out and play well on Sunday? Because I think back to last year, and things felt like they were kind of teetering going into that Monday night game against Seattle. And the Eagles went out there, and obviously they didn't play well. They lost the game. I worry about where things could go if you don't look good this week, because they've done a nice job of momentarily quieting things down. I think everybody came out on Wednesday, whether it was AJ, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, the guys on with you guys. Everybody's kind of said the right things to quiet things down. But if you don't go out and perform on the field on Sunday, and this stuff doesn't manifest itself against the Steelers, I do think you could be dealing with all these similar issues. Because, I mean, A.J. Brown, let's face it, A.J. Brown's not going to be happy unless he's getting the ball, unless he's getting featured more in the passing game. And I think this team mentally is in the right spot. But where I think we might differ is I don't fully trust that Jalen Hurts is going to come out and play the game that he needs to play on Sunday. That's my biggest concern.
Why?
Because, I mean, we haven't seen it, John. We haven't seen it in the passing game. Really, I mean, for the majority of the season, we've seen it in spurts. We haven't seen it consistently.
Right. And I expect it to be a work in progress, as it has been.
It's week 15.
Man, I wish it were faster. Yeah, I wish it were faster. But what we're told and what I see is every week you get unscouted crazy looks that I wouldn't know how to pick up either. If you're an offensive line and you get
sometimes
a six across
so
look. Yeah, they are. You get a six across look that breaks all the rules of your protection, and you have to go to the sideline and regroup and ask your coaches how you're going to deal with that.
He's it had really open guys, John, and he's look. Not hitting them.
Yes.
Last week was an alarm.
Just like every other quarterback in the NFL. He will be better. All the attention being brought to him and AJ and the passing game this week, I do think that causes it to be a little tighter ship as they prepare for this one.
There's a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts this week. There's a ton of pressure on him to go out, play well, get his guys involved.
It's the first time, literally the first time, the Eagles offense will face a top 10 defense in terms of DVOA. So it's not like they're given, you know, an easy test given all the tumultuous and drama that was surrounding AJ and Jalen specifically. But if you guys remember, I know it's a different team. In 2022, AJ Brown had a massive game.
Oh, he crushed
when the Steelers came to the link.
But they're two totally different teams.
But I'm just hoping that we see like a third of that. He had literally three touchdowns that game. Yeah. So I'll be happy with just one AJ touchdown. I think he will too.
They're going to try to man him up at times. Yeah, that's what the Steelers do. They run, again, Mike Tomlin was a defensive back coach, and he prides his DBs a lot on being able to go out there and man guys up, and they will try to do that. I can't imagine they will try to do that without additional help over the top at almost all times, but if we catch them here and there without that safety able to get over to give assistance, there will be one-on-one opportunities.
And he's got to pull the trigger.
We've seen him pull not the
in the
trigger
past couple
in
weeks.
One-on-one
not,
opportunities
not in the past
repeatedly
not
throughout
repeatedly
his career.
In the last couple
so get used to seeing it again.
Not consistently enough, and we do need to see it on Sunday.
Don't you feel like he's ripe to go out there and light it up through the air?
I would like to think that. Do I believe it? No. I mean, not based on what we've seen, not based on his struggles in the passing game.
Okay.
But, hey, I hope you're right. I hope you come in Monday morning and, you know, we're celebrating great.
It all makes sense when you're
Leonard
playing a team that likes to play man against your receivers that are great against man, against a run defense that's stouter than a pass defense that will probably elicit passes more than runs at times. Mm-hmm. I like our chances of having a nice passing day.
And that is critical to this team's success. The Eagles have done a nice job quieting things down this week, but how does it manifest itself on the field on Sunday? How important is this game for the Eagles? I think it's critically important. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about what the game plan should look like coming into this game on Sunday.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.